Welcome to Real Estate and Coffee. This is Sarah.
And this is Andrew.
Today we're talking about how to hire an agent to buy or sell your home.
Not an FBI agent or a CIA agent.
We don't think you can hire those.
But a real estate agent.
Okay, so before we were into the real estate world with Wilson & Sons, I didn't even consider hiring an agent. Like, it wasn't something that was on my radar. And we've come across a few situations where the person didn't like the agent they were working with, or the agent they were working with was not doing a great job. And so we're like, you know what, let's have an episode about how to hire one. Because I honestly, I don't think this is something people think about or know that they can do.
I agree. It's not something that I thought of either, because I already knew people who were real estate agents, and so that was just an easy thing to hire one, because we knew several. Yeah, but not everybody knows real estate agents.
Right. And we went with our guy because, well, we're going with whatever I went with.
Yeah, that was part of it.
Yeah, and I just wanted somebody who was held themselves professionally and also had teeth.
Well, and I knew that our guy also taught other agents.
Yes.
And so that was huge for me. It's like, oh, if he teaches this stuff,
right,
then he's going to be a better communicator. That was an assumption.
He was. And what I mean by having teeth is somebody who in the negotiation part, where they really do what they do, one of the many things they do what they do, I wanted somebody who knew what he was doing and wasn't going to play overly nice. Be respectful, but also get what I want done.
Yes. And it was important, too, that he literally had teeth. He had actual teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, yeah.
Because we're in the South, and so that's important.
Make sure your agent has teeth, folks. Real teeth.
Unless that's not important to you.
False teeth are okay if they're the kind that you can't really tell.
Right. Dentures, fine, as long as they're in.
They don't play with them when they're talking to you.
Okay. So I actually stole a lot of what we have.
That's illegal.
From other agents who post about this all the time, which is fantastic. I love that they're doing that. But again, like before we were in real estate, that wasn't on my radar. Like it didn't even show up on my feed. But These kids are hashtagging. Like this is why it's so important to be on the social media platforms, because it's like a free ad. Like it literally pops up on my stuff now. Mm-hmm. My own personal account. Before I was following our agent friends, it was showing up. I'm like, because they're using the right hashtags. That's so cool. So ask 5 to 6 questions when you're interviewing several, because everybody knows an agent. I mean, it's such an inundated market. I mean, it's completely saturated. There are more agents than there are homes available currently. And so we all know at least one agent. And if you know that one agent and they're like a really close friend of yours and you know they can handle it, by all means, whatever. But you know a few. You're not entirely sure. Like it's fair. This is a huge transaction. Your money's going on the table. You're taking on an investment, even if it's your own personal home. Homes are investments. They're wealth building tools. And so it is so extremely important that the person that you hire is more than just really nice.
Yeah, you want them to be competent.
Yeah.
The personality is important. The relationship is important.
What they know is important.
Yeah.
Because we know, and we are so spoiled with the agents that we work with. We are so incredibly spoiled because they are on top of it. They keep up to speed on education. They are go-getters. They go above and beyond. That's become normal to us. So when we come across an agent that's like a seller's or somebody who, you know, hires a FOSD, you know, just schedules us and we've never met because we have an online scheduler, you know, it can be very alarming. And there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine. We're just used to top shelf. We've gotten very spoiled with the agents we work with. And I'm so thankful for them. And then the agents that we don't work with that I am in like communications with, I just talk to because I like them. They're top notch too. And so it just is very like jarring when we meet someone who is average or below.
Yeah, it sticks out a lot more.
It sticks out. And so here's what we've learned. One of the questions I would ask is, how are you going to promote selling my home? Because just putting a lawn sign is not enough. You have to make sure the agent can help you with professional photography and videography and how it's going to look best on MLS when people are searching. Because we are a virtual culture lately, you know, and we see what we see for free on Instagram. We want our home to look like gram worthy when it's posted on MLS. We want people to want to swipe and keep looking. And if it's an ill lit, you know, poorly advertised on MLS, which is where people go to look for houses, I mean, I let that hang on purpose. Like, you want it to look good. And if your agent can't help you with that, or if they're not willing to ask around, don't work with them.
One of the things that I think I would ask is, it would be more of like, instead of like an interview type question where it sounds like it, I would try to make it more conversational.
100%.
I want to try to find out what an agent thinks of the current market. I want to get their thoughts on it.
That's a great question.
And I want to have, for that, I want to have formed my own opinions as well, but still be willing to kind of learn, just so that I
definitely
can see.
Definitely be willing to learn. You just want to know where they're standing.
Right. And I just want to see, you know, how much of their finger do they have on the pulse?
How confident are they?
What's going on? Right.
And is that confidence based on anything? Because some people like me, I am confident. Just I'm confident. Like, even if I'm thrown into the wolves, I'm going to like, I'm going to own this pack. You know what I mean? Like, based on nothing but my own confidence.
Yeah.
But I need to back that up. You know what I mean?
Right.
In a professional stance.
Some of the key things that I'm listening for that are red flags for me are, I feel like, if I hear that a lot,
I need to know what it's followed up with, because sometimes people say that.
It depends.
You're a thinker.
And I guess it depends on the context.
Yeah.
If
they're misusing feel.
I'm kind of oversimplifying it. But if they're using it a lot, and basically what I'm trying to say is, if the opinions that they have of the current market are based on their own emotions and their own opinions, as opposed to, here's what I read and here's my interpretation of what I read. That's different.
Oh yeah, definitely. And what I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
If I've heard, but without telling me where you've heard it from, I hear that this place, that, you know, this neighborhood in the next 5 years is going to be slamming.
Need to know where.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Show your work, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you want an agent who will help you, advertise the home that you are selling very well, like very well. That is not hard. There are so many available videographers. That's another, like, I mean, the real estate is saturated. There is no lack of help.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, is your agent well networked?
Yeah. I think if your agent, like with videographers and photographers, if your agent knows a good drone pilot, because good drone shots.
Oh yeah. They're great.
Like, really help.
Yeah. I know. And off the top of my head, I know 5 videographers and photographers that are really good.
Yeah.
And agents, new agents who come to me and ask for those referrals. And I'm like, or do you know about this person? And I'm like, nope, but thank you. And now I do. and I'll send them a few more just so they compare, and I'll tell them why I like certain things. Because that's important. I don't know. That's just, I do know that's important, period. You need an agent who will help you declutter and stage your home. If they're not going to stage it themselves, because a lot of agents hire out that, but a few have their own staging within their brokerage, like Signature Home Group.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kate and Murphy, they sold a few of their Airbnbs or Airbnb. Sorry. Please edit that. You're not going
to.
They sold some of their stuff and have now staging stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they still use stagers, but for like smaller cells, they're staging, or like for a single room or whatever. But some very few brokerages actually have staging. But hire somebody who has a stager who can come in or help you do it if you want to DIY that. But somebody who's savvy in that sense.
I think this is huge. And let me tell you why not as a home inspector.
Yeah.
It's important because I think any agent's going to tell you this, that when people are looking at your house that you're trying to sell, they're trying to picture themselves already living in it.
100%.
And when it's decluttered and it's staged well, and but you know, I guess kind of in a generic sort of way, where there's very minimal stuff, and it just looks nice and neat and clean, they can already say, oh, I can see myself living here. Like,
yeah.
I think that's why you want to do that. Now, the second point that I'll make as a home inspector, this makes the inspection process very, very smooth. When you declutter and when you stage your house, not to just put all your stuff like jam them in closets and in the garage, maybe some offsite storage. I would say spring for that. But at the very least, you know, if you have to stuff things in closets, make sure that you don't block attic accesses and appliances and things
Ask
like that.
Ask friends or family if you can use their closets temporarily.
Yeah, use somebody else's garage.
Basement. But yeah, don't store it against the walls, because as an inspection, that can come back later and bite you. So just don't do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Do I have coffee breath?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. We share a microphone.
I can smell. It's fine. And so I want to unpack that a bit, because I know when we first sold, we had to stage our house, because I'm a very, Andrew and I are both very creative, and I love photography and hanging up portraits and stuff like that in my own art. And so Andrew lets me do that. So it was really hard. And our books, we love books. So we had to declutter a lot of our books and textbooks, and we had to take down photos. Because again, people want to see themselves in your home. They don't want to feel uncomfortable walking into your home, even though your home is open and you want them to come in. It's just the case. Like, I remember looking at homes, and I'm very good at just like seeing a room empty, even if it's cluttered. I just have that ability, and that's rare. I was uncomfortable looking through closets for closet space when I saw somebody's wedding portrait hanging up. Because I'm like, this is their home. I'm about to open somebody's closet. And that's like going through somebody's purse. You don't do that. And
I feel icky.
And I just didn't. Yeah, it was just, I know I'm allowed, but it felt. And so just remove that and make them more comfortable. And like, you know, it's just let them feel like they're at home instead of in your home. Because you're trying to get unloaded. You're trying to sell it. So, you know, just go without looking at your wedding day for a minute. You know, it's okay, or whatever portrait you have. Like, I have a ton of pictures of our children throughout our house, and our house is very eclectic. So I know when it comes time to sell, art's coming down, some pieces, walls painted a neutral color. Like, it's going to be, have to commit to selling, because getting your home staged and decluttered is a commitment. It is emotional, and that's okay. But be in a space where you are serious about selling your house. All right. And if you're decluttering and that's okay, you're in that zone, and that's wonderful. Okay. Here's what you need to look for. Do I want to hang out with this person? Cause you're going to spend a lot of time together. Like, do you get along? Do you want to be around them? Will you go hang out with them or do whatever it is you do on the side? That's a good person to work with. If you get prickly and you're kind of allergic to them, don't work with them.
Yeah, no hard feelings.
No hard feelings. It's professional.
You don't have to like it.
It's such a saturated market, and that's not a reflection on them. You just don't mesh, and that's fine. There's plenty of realtors in the city. Go catch you another one, you know? So when you hire an agent and you sign that paper, if they have you do that or whatever, that's your agent. So now everything that you want, or that you were communicated with another agent, like say you're driving down the road and you see a for sale sign, you pull in and you talk to an agent, make sure that's the seller's agent. Give them their contact information so they can contact them. But if you exchange any information, keep your agent in the loop.
Absolutely. It's important to keep your agent in the loop. Let me share something, if I may. If you feel like you're having to circumvent your agent in any way, whether that's going to a friend to ask for their advice instead, or whether you end up asking a contractor and you find yourself going to somebody else first, it's time to get a new agent. Not because it's the agent's fault,
right,
but because it's obvious that there's something.
There's a discomfort there. Or what I would say is have a conversation with your agent, because I think, again, because to me, if I were that agent, why aren't you telling me? I would want to know why. Don't skip over and hire somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You know, be an adult. Have that conversation. It might be a little uncomfortable, but you do need to clear the air.
Yeah.
And wonder why. Because sometimes, like, if you're like me, I don't want to bother you. I don't want to be too annoying.
Right, yeah.
And so
I'm... Yeah, my thing's a last resort. Sorry.
Yeah, last resort. Yeah. If you get, okay, so yeah, if you pull into a showing, let your agent know. Your agent has access to everything. So if it's on the market, if it's listed, you know, for sale by owners are not going to be in MLS. So those won't be. So if you pull into a house that's a for sale by owner, immediately contact your agent, send them the address, and just keep them on the phone if they're available while you talk to the person that's selling their home. Always, always, always keep your agent in the loop. This is why you hire them. And the more they know, the more they can do for you. And the more they can guide you through the process. If postcards come out to your home that say, look at this beautiful home, that's probably somebody selling that home. Or if there's like your house is currently going for, call your agent. Disclose everything to your agent. It has to do with buying or selling your home. If you want a new car and you're buying a home, don't get it. Talk to your agent before you go to the dealership. Talk to your agent. If you want to pay cash for the car, that's wonderful. Call your agent because your mortgage might be contingent upon how much you send. Like we had a limit to what we could spend when we were buying our this home that we're in. You know, you have to remember that and keep that in the forefront of your mind. If you want to buy anything big, a big ticket item, call your agent.
Yeah.
No. Big ticket item is very subjective.
Yeah, it is.
But
whatever that means for you.
Whatever that means for you. Whatever the mortgage broker told you, write that number down. Don't come close to it in your spending. And if there's a big item that you absolutely must need, talk to your agent.
Right. Job changes too.
Talk to your agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, all the things. If it affects your finances in any way, and if you come into contact with another agent or if there's something you want to see or a FSBO, for sale by owner, call your agent. That's it. Make sure you like them. That's important. You know what I would say if you're not in the market? Because Andrew and I don't intend on selling it soon. Within the next 2 years, we don't intend on doing that. But we will after. But I would say, like, just follow real estate agents. If you want to DM me at WS Inspect, and I can give you a few that I think if I know you, or if you just want to say, you know, I just send you, just follow who I follow. You know what I mean? Just, that's a realtor. Keep in the lookout for an agent, because I have a few friends who last minute saw something and contacted an agent, and they had it was a very stressful experience, because sometimes these situations are stressful, but it was all the more stressful, like all the more stressful, because they did not click with the agent. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with the agent. Several of them, several different situations, several different realtors. Nothing wrong with them. My friends just didn't click with them. They were not doing anything unethical. But, you know, like they were fine, but it's so important.
Just personality.
Yeah. It's so important to mesh with your agent. So.
Yeah, this is way too big of a transaction to just try to settle.
Yeah.
And to feel like that you have to please somebody or afraid that you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. It's just too big. And this is where I think you can get in trouble, is if like you have a friend or family member that is a brand new agent in a market like this, and they really want to, you know, maybe they can help you out.
No, I think it's okay. Yeah. If, like you said, like if they have a beat on what's going on, if they're realistic.
Right. But if you're keeping them around because they're a friend or because they're a family member,
and
they're
not serving you. Yeah. If your house is on the market for more than a month, you have a problem.
Yeah. And
for a month, you have a problem.
Yeah. And it's going to be a hard conversation, but, you know, soften the blow. It's like, hey, I don't want to negatively affect our friendship here.
Right.
Let's stay friends instead of realtor agent.
And then have like resentments.
Client. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when we sold our townhome in Charlotte, it was not a hop-in market. I think it was a buyer's market.
Was it
a seller's market?
It was a seller's market. It was kind of the beginning.
This was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like seller's market of today. It was like a seller's market. You know, like when this lags, it was like that.
What it was.
This hop-in market's insane.
Is property values, at least in our area, had come up to where they originally were prior to 2008.
Wow.
And so it was like a huge recovery.
Yeah. And so we sold. And this is why it matters who you work with. Our agent, who was very kind, had teeth, very experienced realtor, got top dollar for our home, way more than we thought we would get, way more, and got us drastically reduced for the current home we're in.
Yep.
Drastic, like absurdly drastic. So he was fantastic. And his, the training, the girl who was in training did wonderful too. And he had to step in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was fantastic. We've talked before about the hiccups we hit during the home inspection.
Yeah.
But you know, John came in, saved the day. Your dad did our inspection and did a great job. And you broke the news to me really well. It was really rough. Who you work with matters. Take your time, follow a few agents on Instagram or Facebook.
Sorry, I'm gonna interrupt for a second because I don't want to lose this thought. When you were talking about, you know, the home inspector and the inspection that we had, I think your agent's network, like something to ask when you're looking to hire your agent, is try to find out what kind of network of people they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do they use for plumbing, pest inspection, home inspection, if they know a general contractor.
Yeah.
If they've got a good, solid network, you know, then to me, that's so much more important than how many years have you been in business.
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen that across the board. Like we have agents who have been in the game for a really long time that we work with that are also concierge services. Like they know everyone and they do everything. Like they're phenomenal. And then we have agents who are super experienced that come to us because we're trying to build that very same business model for agents who have been in the game and don't have that.
Yeah.
Because she's very business minded. Some agents just aren't, you know what I mean? Like that's their job and that's awesome. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But then you have the agent that this is their business. Like it is like, I'm not just a realtor. I'm also this, 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 and this, you know what I mean? And that's amazing too. Like Swiss Army knife, and both are fine. But like you said, do they have a network or do they work with someone like us who has a network?
Yep.
So, cause they could be new to the area, be very experienced and just move to your state.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, folks, as nap time for our boys comes to a close, I, Andrew, would like to thank you on behalf of both me and Sarah for taking a listen to this episode. Hopefully this was helpful for you. Find us on Instagram at WS Inspect, and you can kind of see the network of people that we follow. And again, DM us there. Sarah will be able to answer any questions for you and help you out. Thanks.
Off, they are stuck. Can you help me get them off? They are too tight.
This is why you shouldn't sleep with fishing lures, buddy.
You don't listen to me.